Grace and peace to all of you, my Father's children. Let's open with a word of prayer. Our gracious God, we thank you for this morning, God. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for our strength, God. We thank you, God, for last night's slumber and this morning's rising. God, we thank you for just being a keeper. We thank you, God, for allowing us another morning where your word says that we see new mercies. And God, we thank you for your word, God. Your word says that the word is a lamp unto our feet, a light into our path, O God. So we're praying on today that the Holy Ghost would illuminate to us, God, that light should be shined upon, God, those dark places in our life that need to have your word, your light shined upon. God, we thank you for those that counted it not robbery, O God, to give up their time, give up their sleep, some of them, God, to get on the call. Now, God, we pray, God, that you will replenish back to them their time. And Father, we pray that this time be fruitful, be prosperous, and be productive. And it's in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen. We thank God again for each and every one of you that counted it not robbery to dial in on this morning. On this morning, our journeys take us to Ezra, the fourth chapter and the second verse, and starting at the first verse, Ezra, the fourth chapter. And we'll be starting at the first verse and reading through to the fifth verse. And from the New American Standard Version, it reads as follows. Now, when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the people of the exile were building a temple to the Lord God of Israel, they approached Zerubbabel and the heads of fathers' households, and said to them, "Let us build with you, for we, like you, seek your God, and we have been sacrificing to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us up here." But Zerubbabel and Yeshua and the rest of the heads of the fathers' households of Israel said to them, "You have nothing in common with us in building a house to our God, but we ourselves will build to the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us." Then the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and frightened them from building, and hired counsels against them to frustrate their counsel all the days of Cyrus, the king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Verse 3 again, "But Zerubbabel and Yeshua and the rest of the heads of fathers' households of Israel said to them, 'You have nothing in common with us in building a house to our God, but we ourselves will together build to the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us.'" And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I want to talk to you from just this simple message. Do you know who you are working with? Do you know who you are working with? There's a scripture in 1 Thessalonians, the fifth chapter, that says to us that we are to know those who labor among us. And so I wonder at times, you all, if we really know who we're working with, trying to get things accomplished. Do we know who we're working with when we're when we've been given direction, orders by God to complete a thing? Do we just allow anybody who says that they're on the same page with you, the same vein with you, jump on board with you? Or do we seek God to find out who's supposed to work along with you? My brothers and my sisters, just because it looks like they've got the skill set, looks like they got the wherewithal, looks like they know how to get things accomplished, looks like they've got it all together, it doesn't necessarily mean that's the one God desires for you to work with. I reminded you all of this tragedy that has hit the U.S., the deadliest mass shooting tragedy that they are denoting in the news that has happened in Las Vegas. those that were at a country music concert were sitting listening to good music, came out to have a good time, and someone from the 32nd floor of a hotel shot into a crowd, and it has been said that it was like shooting into a barrel of sitting ducks. They had no place to go. They had no covering. And as of now, more than 50 people have died. More than 400 have been injured. And I looked at the situation, but then I looked at what was said about the shooter. It says that he was a former accountant. A former accountant. Says that he would go and gamble, and he wasn't just a $1, $2, $5, $10 gambler. Says that he would put hundreds of dollars down on one bet. So one would think, you all, that he was not one that would just hang around any kind of riffraff. Matter of fact, his brother said that he considered him to be fairly wealthy because he wasn't married and had no children. So the money that he gathered, the money that he earned, could all be used on him. And I think about it, you all, for many of us who work in certain lines of work, and we may have even seen people who work in other lines of work, I wonder if we would have been able to detect when he was working in his job that his name would now be synonymous with the worst mass shooting tragedy in the U.S. I wonder if when he was working as an accountant, that somebody could look him in the face and say, he looks like he could kill somebody. I wonder, you all, if when he was sitting down and gambling, and I would imagine that he has gambled in Las Vegas many times, maybe in the same hotel in which he was staying. I wonder when he was sitting there putting money down on that gambling table, somebody was able to look at him and say, there's something dark about his life. You all, I wonder, you all, do we really know the people that we work with? And I'm not just talking about people at your job or people out on the street. I'm talking about the people at church. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Because all of us, you all, are not on the same page. We're not on the same page. If we were all on the same page, I declare and decree, it wouldn't be as many churches as they are. If we were all on the same page, it wouldn't be so many factions or divisions within the same church in which you worship in on every Sunday. If there were so many divisions, if we were all working on the same page, it wouldn't be so many trains of thought. It wouldn't be so many agendas that are followed Sunday after Sunday, week after week, year after year in our churches, if we were all on the same page. Here it is in Ezra 4. You have the people of God who were sent to this place in exile, and they were given instructions to build a temple to God. And it says their enemies heard that they were building this temple, and they tried to trick them and came to the people who were in charge, Zerubbabel and Yeshua, came to them and said, let us build with you because we, like you, seek your God, and we've been sacrificing to him since our king brought us up here. Here's where you need to have discernment, you all. You just work with everybody. And you got to know what their agenda is in terms of wanting to come and work with you. Now, mind you, that doesn't mean you're supposed to be cynical everybody who wants to work with you. Because sometimes, thank you, God, sometimes God sends folks to work with you in order for you to grow in that relationship. Catch what I'm saying? Sometimes God allows folks to come and approach you in order to grow you up. Pin there. You don't know everything. You don't know everything. You don't know everybody. You don't know how to get everything accomplished. We do work so much better together, but you still need to consult God. For those of you all who were at our ministry a couple of weeks ago, we heard a sermon on that. You got to know before you go. You can't just assume God wants you to do things the same way every time. You got to consult God like David every time. we're to go out and do something. Let me go on, lest I keep you too long. It says that when the enemies came and tried to approach the heads of the father's household, thank God for the leaders who said, you have nothing in common with us in building a house to our God. Didn't say they didn't have anything in common with us, them, period. But in this particular instance, they had nothing in common with them. Listen, you all, you can worship with people. You can sit there and sing on the praise team with them. You can sit and work on a particular event with them. But there may be some things, you all, that they're not supposed to work with you on. You've got to consult God. Consult God. But then look what else it says, and then I'm done. After the heads of the father's household, Zerubbabel and Yeshua said, you have nothing in common with us in building a house to our God, but we ourselves will together build to the Lord God of Israel as we've been commanded. There's some folks you're not supposed to work with, but guess what? There's some folks you are supposed to work with. And the reason why I hear God speaking now, and the reason why some things haven't gotten accomplished, is because you won't work with the people that God told you to work with. God, if I got to work with them, I do it by myself. And that's the reason why. As we go on, as you look at verse 4 and verse 5 in this, it says, the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah, discouraged the believers, and frightened them from building, and hired counsels against them to frustrate their counsel. So here it is, the people of God trying to work together, but because the enemies couldn't work with them, they did everything they could to try and stop them in their work. So listen, you all. There are two things that could be hindering you in your work, and then I'm done. One is the people who you should be working with, that God commanded you to work with, you won't work with them. And so your plans are hindered because it's only going to be when you work with the people that God has intended for you to work with. Two, the enemy doesn't want you to succeed in your plans either. So he's going to try and send people to come and work with you because they say they're like you. Seek God. Seek God and make sure that the people that are working with you are the people that are supposed to be working with you. Because if you have the people that are supposed to be working with you on your team, you keep out the people who aren't supposed to be working with you off your team, and you consult God every step of the way, there's no way for you not to be successful. My brothers and my sisters, we have to know those who labor among us. And not only know them, but understand this. This is what the scripture tells us. We're not only supposed to know them, but we're supposed to appreciate them. That is what 1 Thessalonians 5:12 tells us. It says that we're supposed to appreciate those who diligently labor among us. When they work with you, don't just say, well, that's what they're supposed to do. Tell them thank you. Appreciate them. Because the more we appreciate them, the more they're willing to work with us, and then we'll be able to do so much better together. Do you know who you're working with? Let's pray. Father, we honor you. God, we bless you. God, we thank you. God, we acknowledge that there is so much work that needs to be done. But God, we also know that we can't do it all by ourselves. So God, we pray even now, God, that you would give us wise counsel. You would give us who we're supposed to work with, God. God, it won't be people that we're always comfortable with. It won't be people that we've always had an opportunity to review what it is that they've done. But God, you will send people to us to work with us, sometimes that we've never worked with before. Now, God, we pray that we will seek you in what we are to do, how we are to do it, and who we are to do it with. God, so one, our work is not hindered, not frustrated. And two, that we grow from the experience, and those that work with us will grow from the experience as well. God, we realize and we understand that we are so much better together. But the enemy would desire that we will work in a silo. We will work alone. But Father, we pray. We pray, God, that we will seek you with every fiber of our being and not take one step unless you're right there with us. God, we bless you. We reverence you. We glorify you for this word on today. God, as we get ready to go out and start our day, God, we pray that we will be your change agents. God, we pray that we will go out and be your representatives on today. We pray that we will go out and we will give a good showing of who we say we love, who we say we work for, who we say we build for. And God, we honor you. Give your name reverence. Give your name praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. You go out and be the change you desire to see. One person, one household, one divine appointment, one assignment from God at a time. God bless you.